Hi, so I guess first I will tell you a little bit about what's going on in these pictures. One day last summer, I just walked out of the house and there were these two baby squirrels playing on the driveway, and the one was extremely friendly and ran right up my leg. So we spent about an hour playing with this little guy, and yeah. And then it tried running into the house, so then we decided that we better just go inside before it came in and wrecked everything. So yeah, that's a little bit about what's going on in these pictures. I meshed up a few apps to create this. My mentor Rola, and her class have been explaining about a couple different apps and how they use them in the classroom to help with their learning. So I thought I would mesh them all together. And I guess that's the latest thing in learning right now is meshing all of these apps. So the first one I used was PicCollage. So just to put all the pictures together, and you can get pictures from the internet, you can use screenshots or whatever you choose to use. And the second one that I used is called Sketch, and this is how I added the wording and the arrows on those pieces. So it's great for when you want students to reflect on their learning and explain what's going on. They can take a picture of a project that they're doing or an assignment and write about their learning process in that way. And then finally, I'm using Audioboo. Where I'm talking right now. So you take the pictures and talk about them. So if you have the app on your iPhone, I think it's only 3 minutes you can talk for. But the one on my computer that I'm using is 10 minutes max. So it all depends what you're using. So it's just another way to talk about learning, and it's another great way to assess. And it makes it more enjoyable for the students, and it gives them the responsibility to foster their own learning, I guess. So yeah, these are just a few things that Rola and her class have been showing me, so I thought I would try them all out. Thanks.